Welcome to Identaholics, the podcast about the latest in digital identity. I know there's a ton of identity podcasts out there to choose from, so I thank you for watching ours. We decided to coin this podcast Identaholics because we find that identity folks tend to work hard and play even harder. We will strive to be engaging and bring some interesting voices from the community that aren't always heard on podcasts. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy this episode of Identaholics. Hi there. Welcome to Identaholics. This is the very first episode. I am your guest host, Christine Owen, and I'm here with Megan Chamas from FIDO Alliance. I'm so excited to have Megan. I'm wearing my FIDO green for her today. And apparently she's wearing something for me as well. Thanks, Megan. So I'd like to start off by having a little bit of an intro of yourself. I know that some people know that you are the face of Authenticate for sure, and that you do some sort of marketing, but how did you get to where you are and what is it that you do at FIDO?
Oh, thank you. I am obviously a big Christine Owen fan. If you don't have a Christine Owen t-shirt, just DM me and we'll get that set up for you. I'm Megan Chamas. I do run marketing for the FIDO Alliance, which to Christine's point is like, what does that even mean? And what that means is because the FIDO Alliance is a nonprofit association, we're member driven. I'm not like a typical kind of marketer. My job is actually just to encourage market adoption of FIDO authentication, our standard certification programs, and just encourage stronger authentication around the world. So my role is probably better to call me the senior director of market adoption for FIDO Alliance than marketing, only because marketing sometimes has a connotation of like a sales spin, which is not really what I do. So I do all of our external educational programs, market adoption programs, everything external to FIDO Alliance and everything internal in terms of our member communications, member relations, kind of an arm to our members as well as a marketer. Our goal in terms of in One Cosmos is one of our members, but like for us, our goal is to get our folks that are out there selling FIDO solutions to be successful. So I work a lot with our members as well and to encourage their success.
And I will say you have a really good and deep understanding of the standards and how they operate and also what your member companies are doing. And you have, I want to say a gazillion member companies, but I don't think that's the right number. You definitely have in the hundreds, right?
Yeah, like rough, like a little less than a gazillion. We have 250 members, and we also have, and that spans really everyone from folks that would deploy the technology. So major financial services brands, major tech brands, major e-retailers, folks like that, to the folks that build the solution. So all the platforms, Google, Apple, Microsoft, all the password managers that support FIDO authentication, the browsers, et cetera. And then of course, you know, the folks that are developing solutions to FIDO specs and are out there working with these service providers to deploy the technology. And yeah, the thing about standards, and I've been doing standards adoption stuff my whole career, which is a little bit weird, but you can't really educate folks about things that you don't understand at a deep level. So yes, I do make it a priority to understand the specs, the tech at a really deep level and try to up-level that for the different audiences that we have.
You know, FIDO has a really good spec that is generally speaking, passwordless and phishing resistant, which is amazing. So there's a lot within FIDO, right? So in standards organizations, I know that I feel like your job is just to travel the world. Maybe I'm wrong, but you guys have a lot of plenaries. You also have Authenticate. You know, what all is it that you guys do at FIDO to be able to help push adoption of phishing resistant, passwordless authentication mechanisms?
Yeah, that's a good question because I do a lot of presentations where it's like, do you know what the FIDO Alliance does? And folks always raise their hand. I'm like, but do you really? I don't know. So, because it is multifaceted. I am paid to travel the world, which is, pretty amazing. But there's three buckets essentially. The first one is specifications. So the Phyto Alliance has been around since 2012. The mission has always been the same, which is reduce reliance on passwords, get rid of passwords. Passwords are, the ultimate vulnerable factor of why, phishing is so successful, account takeovers are so successful. And it seems so like basic. It's like, no kidding, passwords are not great, but there's an answer to why we don't have something better at what we do now, which is FIDO. But there's a reason why we've not had something to replace that in so long. And that is because, you didn't ask me this question, but it's because passwords are just ubiquitous, right? Anybody can set up their a login screen with a password anywhere. And so with the specifications, so we do specifications, we've been evolving our specifications over time to become as ubiquitous as as passwords could be, which means working with the W3C to make FIDO a web standard so that it could be built into every major operating system, every major browser to enable that same sort of functionality. So that's on the specification side. So there's been an evolution there, and the work that's being done on the specification is driven by our working groups. So these are members from all over the world that volunteer their time to work on specifications with the FIDO Alliance. And they are the primary drivers of our, what you would probably know as FIDO2 with WebAuthn and CTAP. We also have FIDO UAF, which is a mobile device specification. And then, of course, folks probably are aware of FIDO U2F, which was our previous spec that was kind of hugged into FIDO2. So these are the spec, that's the specification piece, all run by our technical working groups. I just want to mention also, just briefly, that we also have a spec for secure onboarding of edge devices and IoT devices, which is called FDO. And again, those specifications are drawn are driven by our working groups. The second thing that we do is certification programs, which is as simple as compliance against the specifications that we have. We do security level certifications for our user authentication specifications, as well as, general compliance. But we have certification programs for adjacent areas that just haven't had, there have been like a gap in certifying these sorts of solutions, but they're adjacent to FIDO in that it's biometric component certification, for example, it's document authenticity solution certification, and then we have one coming soon that we can talk about maybe later. So that's the certification piece. And you can see folks that are deploying FIDO asking for FIDO certified solutions, right? They want just to see that evidence that the solutions have complied with the specifications and that they will interoperate together as they're supposed to. And then the third piece is market adoption programs, which is the piece that I run. And that is really, again, just to drive the adoption of the specifications and the certification programs. So that's what the FIDO Alliance does. And again, even on the adoption side, we have a number of working groups. I know, Christine, you're in some of our adoption working groups where, the members are all working together to figure out ways to get FIDO adopted in different segments. So enterprise, consumer, government, regulated environments, financial services, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and the working groups are pretty neat because it, this is not our day job, right? Those of us who go to the working groups. So when we take on something extra for FIDO, it's not, it's kind of a hobby in some ways because we do it on top of our normal day-to-day things.
Well, you just like hit on the main thing, which is that exactly. There is a worldwide commitment from these organizations and these people who dedicate their time to making this happen. And that, I think, is something that gets a little bit missed in, like when the media or folks talk about FIDO, is that this is a huge endeavor from a group of companies and a group of individuals that have said, we're going to work together to eradicate this issue. And I think that is just a huge a hugely important part about what the FIDO Alliance is doing.
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact that you have the three major platforms all working together is really important, because if you didn't have them all working together, we wouldn't have a standard set of standards that we'd be able to use. And really, everyone in the I'd say everyone in FIDO just wants to get rid of the password, right? We realize that it's such a bad idea that we need to get something better out there. So it's just, how do we do it? So about what I want to say it was 2 years ago, but it might have been three. I don't know what is time. You guys, FIDO announced passkeys, and I feel like since then there's been a lot of momentum when it comes to FIDO. So what do you think has been your most successful thing that has happened with FIDO, with the FIDO Alliance in the past, of 3 to 5 years?
Yeah, I think I was smiling because when we say we introduce passkeys, it's one of those things that's like, wow, can FIDO Alliance just try to confuse people more? Like, what is this a new spec? This is a new what? Like, what is this? And I mean, so I love sort of just explaining this very simply, which is that with FIDO specs, and the way that we've approached authentication since the very beginning. A FIDO credential, which is a phishing-resistant way to sign in based on public key cryptography, was bound to a device, right? And so there's a lot of really great security benefits to binding a credential to a device. That thing is not getting phished, right? And so that's great, but when you look at the evolution of the way that people use the internet and the way that people use devices, especially on the consumer side. Folks don't have just one device. And so what we saw happening, and again, this is a really looking at the consumer use case for FIDO, was that you would, sign in with FIDO on your desktop, let's say, for whatever service. And then you'd go to your phone and it would say, here, ask for a password. Well, that's very confusing because I have FIDO, right? And that's that sort of device-bound aspect of FIDO as it always was. And so the real issue with that was for account recovery in the case of a lost device. So if I were to, so I have FIDO on my laptop and I lose that laptop and I want to go to sign into a service later, well, guess what? I'm going back to a password. That's not what we're looking for here, everybody. So again, the basic principle of FIDO always the same, but what passkeys introduced was the ability for those FIDO credentials to be synced across your devices. And this is what, in our view, we saw essential for scale on the consumer side. Is syncing a passkey appropriate for every use case, every scenario in like the enterprise or government or ever? Not necessarily, but it is an additional piece of functionality that can be very useful for consumer use cases, and I would argue for certain other use cases even on the enterprise side. So passkeys is really just FIDO credential that enables passwordless authentication. So we haven't done any new specs. We haven't. It's all FIDO 2. It's web auth and CTAP, but this is just a net new functionality that allows us to scale, particularly on the consumer side. And look, like if you want to introduce FIDO to your consumers, passkeys is a nice consumer-friendly term. FIDO credential is not, right? And so some of this was really just what's going to be a better terminology for us to go mass market with this technology. So passkeys can be device-bound or they can be synced. And they're just passwordless FIDO credentials. So I just felt like I needed to explain that because I do think folks get a little confused or when we bring up the term passkeys and like, is this yet another new thing from FIDO Alliance? And no, it's not. And so I would say that, making that pivot for us is probably the most monumental kind of change for us in adoption since I've been working with FIDO Alliance, which has been since 2016. So this pivot has required, a lot of it, like new education. Like now I'm reiterating this on this talk with you and not even letting you get a word in edgewise at all, which is
It's
weird if you've ever met Christine.
okay. Usually it's the other way around. Yeah.
Usually, I mean, it's like it's weird. You never know with the two of us who's actually going to be like, but it's just important that we reiterate, like, you know, that these the principles are always the same, the phishing resistance is always the same, but now we can actually replace a password at scale, which is huge. So I think just making that pivot is probably the most important thing that we've done. But I would also say that the programs that we've put in place have really driven adoption. And I don't take any credit for this. It's really our membership is so excited about this. Our deploying organizations are so excited about this. You know, there's companies like, and this is on like Amazon.com, who has rolled out passkeys, who as soon as we announced that this functionality was available, we're like, yeah, they were like, yeah, of course we're going to do this. This is what we've been waiting for this. And if you look at, you know, just the huge numbers of consumer service providers that are just rolling this out, it's a testament to really the soundness of our approach and then our ability to have evolved like to market demands.
Yeah, and I mean, so I talk to, random people on the street about things like passkeys because I'm weird. And one of the things, and like, what I found, I actually thought that nobody knew what a passkey was or what the concept was. And when I talk to people out in the wild, I guess, to non-identity people, they actually know the concept. They like the concept and they are all in on the concept. Those who have Apple's like, oh, the Apple keychain. Yeah, absolutely. I know exactly what that is. I know how it works. And I would like to have more applications using this. So it's really quite remarkable that I think we've known each other for a while, and I feel like FIDO really blew up after that RSA passkey discussion. And I think you're right. I think it's just the rebranding from FIDO to passkeys really helped push that needle forward. Plus the idea of a synced passkey, which does help with the account recovery. It's very important. We have passkeys on all shapes and sizes, and we love them. And that's something that we really think that all of our customers should be using because they are phishing resistant and they're just a stronger mechanism. So it's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome. I think FIDO's doing just such great stuff. What do you see happening with the FIDO Alliance in the next 5 years? Like, what's your roadmap to get to the next iteration of like adoption or of authenticator?
Yeah, I mean, I think that right now I look at like our periods of time, our trajectory as awareness building into enablement. So I generally think, and to the point of even consumers understanding what passkeys are, that we generally have the level of awareness that I would think, you know, is appropriate at this point in time. Is there still some like, you know, areas that need more awareness? Of course. But largely that piece is, I know I need to do passkeys. I know I want passkeys. How do I actually do it? So now that it's about enablement. And, you know, doing this is not, I know it looks like, you know, some of these folks deploy this stuff overnight. Some can, you know, some have more challenges. And for us, we really want to be the sort of central source of enablement materials. And we've just sort of, you know, we're laying out plans to be able to provide more of that documentation, whether it's how do I get internal buy-in at my organization to make this happen, all the way till like, how the heck do I implement this? Do I buy? Do I build? How do I assess my, you know, my tech stack in order to make like decisions about this? What does a project roadmap look like? These are the things that we want to ensure we're getting out to folks just to make this easier. Because I mean, I say it all the time, passkeys are a no-brainer, just a no-brainer. But there are some brains needed to figure out how to make it happen within these sort of unique organizations, particularly on the enterprise side. I mean, enterprises and workforce implementations are very not straightforward. So it's really about enablement. And I think for us moving forward, you know, we don't see this work being done at all. We want to see this adopted in mass at scale. So enablement. And then of course, we're always sort of looking at where are there gaps in, you know, standards or gaps in certification programs where we may be of service, because we do have this great membership and folks that are all at the table really dedicated to this. And so, you know, we do have like other strategic programs that we run, and we look at whether it has to do with, you know, remote identity verification or, you know, wallets and how FIDO can fit in with identity wallets on a global scale, things like that, which are, you know, important adjacent work. Our core mission is still what it's always been, which is get rid of passwords. And so I do see us, you know, working on this enablement piece for, you know, a while still.
Yeah, so you brought up certification again. I know that there's a couple of new certification programs. Can you walk through what they are and why you guys decided to add those to your repertoire?
Yeah, so identity verification is obviously so closely coupled with authentication, right? I mean, if you're not, you need to onboard folks and onto new accounts in a way that is sound. You don't even want like synthetic folks making new accounts. You also don't want folks taking over other people's accounts. So it's at the beginning and it's at the end. I mean, I say the end when I mean account recovery. So I, you know, with account recovery, I mean, that is like really the place where folks have the most success, right? With passwords, but also through identity proofing technologies, which we would think of as like, you know, basic KBA, right? All that information is available wherever. So if you knew where I lived when I was 15, like, great, you can get into my account, which is we it would be weird, but you could probably find that information somewhere. And so, like for us, authentication, that authentication is going to be phishing resistant. That's only as sound as these other pieces. So for us, we see really great remote identity verification technology that's available, such as, you know, remote DocAuth paired with, you know, the selfie match, and liveness detection, for example. Like there's a lot of solutions out there around that, but there's not ways to certify these products. And so you can't really, if you're somebody who wants to implement this, kind of separate the good from the not so good, perhaps. And you'd have to kind of evaluate on your own on a one-to-one basis. So with our remote IDV certification programs, the first, which is the document authenticity piece, and the second, which is the face piece, which we're going to announce soon, like in a couple months. It's not really a secret. That we're going to announce in a couple months is meant to, you know, be able to certify these products. And so if that went for us, when we're out here and we're talking about the entire life cycle of, you know, an account, credential management, like these are the solutions to look to in order to build out like the full, you know, rounded out security for the whole life cycle of this. So that's why we're so keen on working closely with the IDV, remote IDV vendors and getting their solutions certified so that we can really round out the whole life cycle, which is what I just said. So the other one that we do, of course, certify against FDO, which is our edge computing piece. And again, like these are machines that are coming into your network. And again, we're trying to add phishing resistance or phishing resistance and like secure onboarding practices that do leverage public key cryptography again to ensure that, you know, these devices that are coming into your network are not going to be able to be intercepted or attacked, et cetera. So that there's specific reasons why we look at these adjacent pieces and fill in those gaps. So that's what we're really sort of striving to do with the
Yeah, I mean that
certification.
makes sense because for that for machines, They're passing secrets back and forth, so it's better to pass actual certificates than a long string password, which usually is what it is. Yeah. And then I love that you guys are realizing that identity verification is important when it comes to not only account onboarding to make sure that it's a real person behind the FIDO credential, because a lot of FIDO credentials are truly given remotely, but also on the back.
It's purely that. It's pure, like, again, like we've never said we're proving identity. Like, it was just we're authenticating whoever enrolled in the first place. But we're good at that. But still, these other pieces need to be sound.
Exactly. And that's actually a piece that I think has been lacking for a really long time, regardless, right? I mean, it's a piece that is now coming into fruition, and people are waking up and realizing, oh, if I give this person a credential, I should probably know that that person should have that credential, right? And then for account recovery, I think it's like just exactly what's needed, because the secondary options are either an ability to socially engineer the help desk, which is what we've been having a lot lately with attacks, or we can have like password default or OTP default, which really, then what's the point? Like, if that's going to
I
be
don't get me started on the help desk.
So yeah, that I think that's really wonderful, and I love that you guys are realizing that as much as FIDO, your mission is authentication. Well, that's great, but authentication is a one piece of a very large ecosystem that's all really important. All right. Well, I talked about RSA a little bit about what how you get. A couple of years ago, every year you guys put on a little mini event at RSA that is coming up. So what's the little teaser for what you guys are going to be doing at RSA this year?
Yeah, RSA is a great show for us. And it's really interesting because RSA is such a broader show than like our show Authenticate or Identiverse, which I know a lot of your listeners or watchers attend as well. It's broader. So for us being at RSA, we get a lot of, who the heck are you at the booth? Who the heck are, what even is this? What are you talking about? But over time, way less of that. So like I love seeing that. Whatever, from 2016 until last year, and hopefully this year as well, is like a lot more like familiarity. I think FIDO was mentioned in one of the keynotes at RSA last year. So there's been, I just like seeing that because it's just a broader ecosystem of folks. But, and so for us, we're running a half day seminar on the Wednesday, which is May 8th, I believe. And like we're sort of adjusting our program because of that. So our program in the past, it's like 4 hours. So sitting through 4 hours of sessions is a lot to ask for anyone, including me, including, yeah, who has to run it. And I'm like, it seems like a lot. So dividing the time between, it used to be just like awareness educational sessions for 4 hours. But for this year, I divided the program up into half of updates and education. So you'll get like the Passkeys 101, you'll get some case studies, you'll get some updates on the platform side of like support and things like that. And then the second half is really about enablement, which means folks can come and really just ask questions to our SMEs that are going to be sitting on stage. And I think we're going to do a couple little breakout things so that folks can really get their actual like more technical questions answered. Whether it's implementation or specification related, it's just like a nice opportunity for people to just sort of gather with these folks and be able to meet them and interact with them. Because typically with a 4 hour session, everything is cut in a way that there's not like a ton of time for questions. So I like, and I know we'll get more attendance for either one or the other, because you might fall in one bucket or you might fall in the other bucket, but you won't have to wait for 4 hours to ask questions. So any kind of questions we would get in the booth that are of technical nature, we just will be pointing them to this session and saying this is the place to be because there's going to be, all the people that you'll want to talk to there. So that's how we're running that. And it's always hugely successful. And it's at Moscone. Like I'm doing an ad for this right now. It's at Moscone. on the Wednesday afternoon. Reserve your seat because we only have room for, I think, like 300 folks, and it always is packed. So
Yeah,
that's
I think the year that I went, it was standing room only. And you
which
have,
isn't even allowed per the fire code. So
I mean, it was just really packed and there was no
yeah.
standing in the room. Yeah, and you do get like, you know, I would say some of the superstars of Identity and Fido,
Yeah.
which is really exciting too. And they're a lot of fun and they talk really fast and then you don't understand what they're saying when they talk
Yeah.
about technical things.
Well, this
But
will give you an opportunity to ask them to clarify because we'll have more
yes.
time.
Yeah. Say, can you slow it down a little bit? You're talking a little too fast. But no, I think that's great. I also so will your booth usually, I love your booth. I usually get kicked out of your booth because I hang out there too much. Will your booth have like the white leather
Are you
couches?
having the lounge area? Yes, we'll have the lounge area. It's the same. We like the lounge area, and then we have the little area for like meetings. So for the people that don't want a lounge, it's funny, we do get it's like people just stopping by and just sitting on that couch. I think we had two couches last year, just people we don't even know,
Yeah,
just like
multiple
hanging out
couches.
there.
Yeah, you did
That's
have people
cool.
we didn't know. But no,
Yeah.
it's good though because I would say like a lot of the friends of Fido come and hang out, and then you have people who come and have ask questions, and you end up having members who can answer the questions in the booth, which is really cool
You
because
do, yeah.
it's like, don't just listen to me as the alliance, you know, person. Like, go talk to a member who has similar issues who can explain it to you as well.
Yeah, we typically will set up like office hours for certain folks that are like, for example, Shane Whedon is he's with IBM and he is just an expert in all things Fido, and having him be there to answer questions. And it gives them an opportunity to also meet folks. And we do it, you know, different topics, certification, specifications, you know, whatever. We just have different SMEs come and hang out the booth just to answer those questions. However, I still want folks to come and ask their questions.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I love Shane too. I'm so glad you have him coming. So that's great. All right. So if there's one thing that, or it could be multiple of things that you accomplished this year, what would you be most proud of accomplishing? Or have you already accomplished it? Because it's April. I don't know.
Oh,
You
geez.
did it all and you're done for the year. You already accomplished your goals.
I would say like making it through it. No, I'm just kidding.
Same.
I want to say something. I can't be too specific about it, but there is a major asset relating to this enablement piece that is hopefully going to be available by the end of the year. So I would say that, and again, it's about really listening to the folks that are out there deploying this technology, seeing what they want and need, and providing that to them just to make their deployments easier, because they want to do it. So it's really so that, and then of course, authenticate is always, we call it like our Super Bowl. Authenticate, I've really tried to focus. So I do run the content for our conference in October in Carlsbad, California. Registration opening soon.
Is that the
It will be open by
Omni?
the time, actually, it will be open by the time this airs. So, but I think again, focusing that content to be way more focused on individual pieces of like a project journey rather than like general awareness kind of educational sessions, but really more focused tracks on each of these pieces and how to make, you know, this happen for our audience is if I can have folks, you know, fill out the survey after, come up to me and say, you know, I got so many good takeaways from this show, like I'm ready to go do this. That would be amazing for me this year as well. That's a good question. Thank you.
Yeah, I think I will say I have gone to your show every year since its inception, and I love the show. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of really good activities outside of the conference. But it's a great location, and the people are really great who go there, and there's a lot of really good knowledge base that you guys put on, so it's really good.
Yeah. Well, yes, it is at a resort. It is a beautiful, beautiful place to be. And that's really actually purposeful because there's so much more than sitting in sessions, talking in an expo hall. Those things are essential to a successful show, but it's the side conversations. It's inspiring a sense of community where you can go and like all be in sort of one enclosed space. And you go to the bar and you see whoever, you go to the gym because we're all working out every day when we're there. And you just, it's a sense of community. And it really is, again, like everyone is really dedicated and focused to this. And we even had like 50, I think half the folks were new last year. And it's really about embracing, our new friends and making them part of the community, which is why we have it, at that specific location. It's really ideal for that. So yeah, thank you. I know we enjoy the things that happen outside of the sessions as much as inside the sessions.
Yeah, no, it's a great place. And like you said, the people, I mean, I talked to people who I hadn't talked to before, and I've been going for years and years. And and you get to have stronger bonds with the people that you know. So it's really
Yeah.
good.
We don't want to have like an exclu like a sense of like exclusivity. You know, it's not, it's all are welcome, all are part of this awesome community and great, just again, like group of people. I think we're going to facilitate more like newbie meetups or even have like a mentor, not a mentor, but like somebody to sort of like be your person on site to help you to maybe like Christine Owen, for example, to help you to kind of navigate your way through a show like that and meet folks and just want people to feel like they're part of this community because they are.
Yeah, no, I think that's wonderful. Well, I will say, so this has been a lot of fun. And this is called Identaholics. So one thing that I asked you to do was bring on something that you one of your favorite drinks. I think you have brought on one of your favorite drinks. What did you bring on today? It's a Coke Zero, but really it should have been a Diet Coke. Let's pretend like it's a Diet Coke. Megan, especially at shows, if you see Megan, you're going to see a Diet Coke in her hand more
She's
likely
I'm
than.
on it's yeah, it's a thing. It's a thing. I will have it on stage with me. Is it a healthy habit? That's really, it's really not for you to make judgments about that. But it is what it is. And it's the drink of choice.
Yeah, it is your drink of choice for sure. It makes me think of all the old school Diet Coke commercials, and I love it. So I today am drinking tea from an owl cup because I am recovering from a very rough weekend and also an illness. So
Well, thank you for, yeah, and I couldn't even tell, so appreciate
I
it.
appreciate that.
Your hostessness.
Well, Megan, as always, it's so great to see you. I can't wait to see you again at RSA for sure. And have a wonderful rest of your week. Thank you for
Thank you
joining
for having me.
me. Hey.